jolly happy soul. It is frosty out there. We haven't had this happen around here in quite some time. We have this much snow, and it's getting to look a lot like we could have a white Christmas because it's going to be so cold it's not going anywhere. And they're grooming the snowmobile trails. Remember last year and the year before, we did huge segments, actually won awards for our coverage of the lack of snow up north and how devastating it was to industries. And now there is snow on the ground, and we're very excited about that. Lori Heidemann is the president of the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs, and she is with us. Lori, thank you so much for being here.
You're very welcome.
All right.
We're excited as well. We love snow.
Yes, we do too. That's part of Wisconsin. So you began grooming the trails in the system that is an expansive system in our state. How unusual is it that at the end of November, you've been able to actually groom the trails, that there's that much snow?
Very unusual. I can't remember a time where the entire state has been snow covered at the end of November.
Wow.
And also, I've been snowmobiling since 84.
Oh, my.
Wow. That's fantastic news.
And also that it's going to stick, right, Lori?
Right. Exactly. It's going to stick. We don't see any 50 degrees in the forecast. That's awesome.
So I wanted to ask you, you know, people, I think that we got that big snow and that they can get out there and get on the trails right away, but it doesn't really work that way, right? Do you guys need to groom the trails? Is the safe thing to do to hold back till they've been taken care of? What do you recommend to people who are itching to get out there?
Well, most of the state is still closed. And the reason that they're still closed is because there's gates to be opened. There's last-minute signs that need to go in because some of the counties don't put their signs in until after deer season, and deer season just ended. So some counties still have signs to put in. Some counties are opening gates. I know our northern clubs, especially up near Iron County, Burnett County, Douglas County, Washburn County, although they have a ton of snow, it was wet, heavy snow. They have a lot of debris and trees that are now covering the trails and that have come down on the trails, so they're hazards. So they need to get out there and get that all cleaned up before we can allow people to be on the trails safely.
What's
and we're
the best,
all about safety.
I agree. What's the best way that people can keep on top of this, find out when trails are likely to be open?
Well, there's a couple of ways. Travel Wisconsin website is usually the most updated. If you go on Travel Wisconsin, it will show you what counties are open, what counties are partially opened. It sometimes gives trail reports. So that is a huge place to go and look. Otherwise, if you go by county, if you know which county you're going to, you can usually go on their county website, and it will be on their county website. But Travel Wisconsin is a lot of our county directors help update that. And so that's probably the most accurate piece of information you'll get.
Lori, what do you love about snowmobiling?
I love being out in the snow. I'm not so much a cold person, but I love the snow. I love seeing the nature that we see out there. I love being able to see where I can go on a snowmobile where I can't get, like, in a car or hiking even. And just the beautiful, especially right after a fresh snow, I love the snow on the trees, how it glistens. I don't know. It's very calming for me.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I recommend everybody do it. I went for the first time a couple years ago up in Vilas County. We were near Eagle River, Lori, and we were with our friends, and we got to a big open lake that was frozen.
Oh,
and he said, "Let's go."
Mm-hmm.
And I looked down and I just punched it. And before I knew it, I was going 100 miles an hour.
Oh my God.
And it really scared me, but it was wide open. It was exhilarating and it was fun. And I got to see things during that weekend that I just can't see from the car. Is it gaining in popularity? Has it declined because of the warm winters? How's the health of the industry?
So in June, we have International Snowmobile Congress. And a couple of years ago in 2024, we held it in Green Bay. And at that Congress, what we found out from the international snowmobile manufacturers was that we have trends. And we had a small downturn in trend. But if you look at the years, throughout the years, that trend comes back. And we're on the upside of that trend. So did it decline a little bit through the last couple of years? Yeah, it did. But it's still a healthy sport. We have, in Wisconsin, we have approximately 225,000 registered snowmobiles. So, that's a pretty good number.
That's a good number. That's a good number. And this year we'll get out there a little bit earlier, and we're all excited about that. Lori Heidemann is the president of the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs. Thank you so much, Lori.
You are very welcome. See you on the trails.
I hear you.